hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show. We're going to be talking about the courage to turn the ordinary into the extraordinary. I'm wondering, are you in a place in your life or maybe even your career where you're kind of feeling like there's been a ceiling on you, or you're kind of feeling stuck? You're ready to go to the next level, but you're not really sure how to get to that next level, how to either change your thinking or increase your passion and drive, or maybe you're in a place where you just are feeling like, I'm not sure what the next step is for me. Well, you know, this is a common lament. This happens to a lot of us over time. And it's not a bad place to be. It's a place where we're ready for an upshift in our consciousness, in our thinking. And some of us are thinking, well, I don't know if I want any more upshifts. But, you know, truly, we're here to grow, to change, to evolve, to improve ourselves. And when we do that, what happens is our life gets better and better. You know, I've learned over the years, you know, if you do a good job, you usually get poor results. If you do a great job, you get good results. But if you do an outstanding job and you go into extraordinary, you get it all. You have it all. You know, what happens is, in my world, God puts the people, the places, the things that I need to go to the next level. And it's not just my world. It's your world. It's everybody's world. So how does that happen? Well, in my world and yours, we have to step into courage to make that happen. And what is courage? It's an energy. It's a power. It's a feeling within us. Where does courage show up? Courage shows up when we take steps into the unknown. That's when courage shows up. You don't need any courage if you already know where you're going, but you do need courage if you don't know where you're going. And so that energy, that force that is innate within all of us starts to show up when we take those steps. And those steps many times lead us to become extraordinary. It's kind of amazing, right? So that's what the show's about today. We're going to talk about taking you from maybe ordinary to extraordinary. And I have an extraordinary guest that is going to join us here in just a moment. First, I'm going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with Ordinary to Extraordinary.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and my extraordinary guest, in my estimate, Patty Dale Tai. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so thankful to be here. I'm already energized just watching your beginnings.
Oh, thank you so much, Patty. Well, you know, you have a new book out there and how we're going to go from ordinary to extraordinary. But before we get to the book and that piece, I kind of want to start back with your roots. How did you become Patty Dale Tai? What were the steps that God threw in your face to go, here are my challenges. Here's what I started and here's what I've done. Here's what I've become.
Oh, well, thank you for that question, because it's the whole reason behind the book. It's about recognizing what makes you passionate and where you can serve the purpose that you uniquely can serve in the world to make it better. And I know that's how you live your life, and that's how you help others that listen to your show and are part of your network grow in their lives. So I'm a small town Southern girl, if you can't tell it from my voice, and from North Florida. And I was just nobody special. I was a happy little kid, but my parents did something extraordinary for me when I was just 14 years old. And that was to help me understand my aptitudes, my key aptitudes. And those aptitudes are your unique strengths and the things that God made special just in you. And learning those made all the difference in my world. So that's how I got started. That's me. I was Patty Dale Wilson, married a great guy and been married for 34 years. And that's how I got the tie. But Patty Dale Wilson, small Southern town girl, but grew up with great parents who saw the need for me to be confident in myself because I was unique.
You know, I love your parents already. I mean, the fact that they helped you to understand who you are and your unique gifts, talents, and abilities is in this day and age, you don't see that a lot. So what are some of your strengths and your talents, your abilities, and how did you discover those? Like, did your parents?
Well, I'll take you through the story.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
I'll take you through the story of a 15-year-old's eyes. And I was the youngest of three kids and never said a word at the dinner table, very quiet. And my parents said, we need her to understand her unique gifts. So I'm backing up a little bit. So they found a place in St. Petersburg, Florida, used to be called Florida Presbytery College, that specialized in helping people understand their aptitudes. Now you can go and you can read books like Strength Finders by Gallup. You can read Richard Bowles' What Color Is Your Parachute? But those weren't all available back then. So my parents did the best they could. I had a day of testing. And then the most beautiful thing, Ken, was that the next day, not only would I see my aptitudes revealed, but they would point me in, as a 15-year-old, point me in the direction of the perfect career choice. So I was all in. This is going to be great. I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm going to be, you know, I thought back then I'd be a musician, go to Juilliard, et cetera. But my aptitudes did not reveal much music. So that was a dash dream right out of the gate. But they did reveal that I loved bringing order to chaos. And that is a special aptitude. Some people freak at chaos. I tend to look at it as an opportunity to bring calm and order. I was analytical, loved solving problems, loved being persuasive if on the other side of persuasion, there was a win-win for everybody. So you bundle that all together with a little bit of music. And the next great reveal was perfect career choice. And as a 15-year-old, when they pulled back that page and showed me, I burst into tears because on that page was written a life insurance salesperson. And that was the farthest thing in my little 15-year-old mind. I mean, nobody dresses up as a life insurance salesperson on career day. But guess what? Those aptitudes, which are your innate gifts and strengths, they will find their way out of you. And 10 years later, I was Mutual of New York's, one of their top life insurance salespeople.
Wow.
So I believe in helping people go back to their basics, understand their unique gifts, and then pile on passion. And then suddenly, the work is not doing the work. It is your purpose.
Man, I love that. You know, I wish I had some of those aptitude tests when I was in school. I remember when I was in high school, they did an aptitude test on me. And I remember my mother came in with the results with me to the counselor, right? We sat there and they said, well, Ken, you're going to, and I don't remember the skill sets that they gave me, but I it stuck in my mind what they said I would be. They said, you're either going to be a librarian or you're going to be an auto mechanic. And I was like, I love cars. I love working on cars. That was fun. My cars were everything in my world, but I knew I was never going to be an auto mechanic. And as far as a librarian, I at that point in time, this is the funny part. I had never read a book in high school, not one book. See, I went to Catholic school in my first eighth grade years of life, right? And when I got to high school, I was so far ahead. We'd already had all the classes. We already read it. And I was like, well, I don't really need to do this. And they're telling me I'm going to be a librarian. So I was like, you guys really missed the mark. Now, fast forward, I write books today. I love books. I've read hundreds of books, right? So maybe the librarian thing would have been good.
But there was something. There's a chord there. There's a chord there.
It was cool.
And yeah, so you have to look for them.
There's a chord. And I think, you know, today, like, you know, books like yours and, you know, like you said, some of the other testing, they really refine the testing today so that we don't have to get stuck in one opinion. You can take different tests and, you know, and see what you your aptitude is. Is that right?
That's right. And the most important part is I just say, know thyself. You are unique and you are full of gifts and know what those are. And don't fake it till you make it. Use your innate gifts. Learn how to make them into skills and then pile on the passion and you will have your purpose. And I love that. And I think that's absolutely true. And it doesn't happen, you know, aptitudes are things that cap out in life. You don't keep developing aptitudes. You continue to develop skills. So by the time you're 18, you've probably got all the aptitudes you're going to have, but you can take those aptitudes when you know them and you can build skills on them. And that's when work becomes a joy. And work is, you know this, you've been at the wheel of work for at least 30 years. I have too, 35. And it is a long journey. And if we start out as an auto mechanic, when we were meant to be, take those skills and be an orchestra director, 40 years is a long time to be an orchestra director pretending to be an auto mechanic, right? So,
So this is really good. What a great discussion. I know I've got listeners right now that are thinking, well, I'm not sure what my aptitude is, and I'm not sure what I'm meant to be, and I'm in this job or I'm doing things that some of it works for me, a lot of it doesn't work for me. Where do I go from there? I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, how do they get from where they are to where they want to be? We'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, this is Kenty Foster. I'll be right back with our guest. But before I do, I want to remind you to pass the show on. Pass the show on to your family and friends, those people right now that may be stuck in their career decisions, they may be stuck in life, they're wondering who they are at this point in time. Listen, my guest can help them to find out who they are. One of the ways that you can also help those that you love is have them subscribe to our YouTube channel and don't miss the show. all of the shows, we bring guests that are experts in their area that can really help you uplift your life. I hope you'll take me up on it. All right, back to my guest. So, Patty, all right, you know, people, where do we go if you're kind of stuck? You're like, well, what are my aptitudes? Who am I? What am I doing? I'm stuck in this job. Where do you go from there?
So it's going to take some work. But if you want to change your situation, it will always take work. If you want to run a marathon, the New York Marathon was Sunday. If you want to do that, you're going to have to put some time in, as they say. So I'll go back and say, first, discover your aptitudes. What are your innate skills and strengths? There's a litany of ways to figure that out. And then think about your current role. Why are you out of sorts with it? Where is the discomfort? And write it down. And don't do this just in a day. Spend some time logging this out day in, day out for a couple of weeks. What do you love to do? What is the thing that you detest doing? And then look for the patterns that present themselves between what your aptitudes are and now your skills, and what you are loving about your role and what you're not. And then don't stop there. What about the environment? Ken, I've been in environments in the workplace that have been the sole reason I was out of sorts. If you don't have a values match with where you put your time and energy on this 40-year journey, you will never feel good. Your shoes are always going to pinch. So make sure the environment is also a match with your aptitudes, your skills, and your values. That's what you're about doing.
That's a wonderful, brilliant answer. And I want to talk a little bit about environment, because people are sitting in environments that are not highest and best for them. And when we talk environment, when I think of environment, I think of not only physical location, I think of the people around me. I think of the energy that environment has within it. I think about how I feel when I show up. What say you about environment?
You and I had a conversation before we went on air about toxicity in the workplace. I think there's more toxicity in the workplace than there's ever been. And I hope that we are moving away from that and moving past that. I think there's more, we are connected more than we've ever been societally, but we are lonelier than we have ever been societally. There's something to that. So I'm going to combine the environment, the toxicity, and the loneliness. I love Jim Rohn, who was a speaker on motivation and a lot of great topics, talks about the theory that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Think about that. And think about your five, Ron. I know who my five are. And if there are toxic elements in that group of five, you're going to be dragged down in the workplace, not in life ever, but in the workplace, you cannot afford to be dragged down or have the energy taken out of you. And when it becomes to in that toxic space and that energy leaches from you, you're going to be lonely and you're going to be out of sorts and you're going to blame it on a whole lot of things until you figure out what's happening in my environment and perhaps in this group of five. And if one of those is social media and it's full of toxicity, but it's taken the place of a good friend to have lunch with, there's going to be an impact to that.
Well said. Well said. And, I want to plus this. I want to tell all my listeners, you know, there is no such thing as destiny. Nothing. Okay. You're not fated to live in a certain place, be in a certain environment, do what you're doing, right? There's no such thing as fate, because everything comes out of this thing we call God. And okay, individual souls come out of God. Okay, so God is over the soul. The soul is over the mind, the conscious, subconscious, superconscious mind. The mind is over our emotions over actions over results over destiny, right? So at the level of mind, you can start to make you know, everybody was given choice, right? Right. You may not like your environment. You may not like the choices you had when, as you're growing up and your family, you know, maybe you didn't choose your family. Right. But now you do. And we get to be powerful, amazing, brilliant creators or co-creators when we step out of this thing of feeling like this is the way it is, or I can't change this, or, you know, don't you know, you know, I don't have enough money or time or energy to change this. This is not true. It's not true. It's all made up. It's made up in here.
It's not true.
So what Patty's telling you is 100% true. I want to talk about your book. Yes, Ordinary Through Extraordinary. Why? I guess you kind of answered why you wrote it. So let me ask you this. What are the benefits when I read this book? What am I going to walk away with, Patty?
You're going to walk away with a couple of things. Number one, a deep belief in yourself that you deserve, to your earlier point, things may have happened, but you deserve to have an extraordinary career. I think everybody deserves it. Does it happen without work and purpose and preparation? No. But this is full of 30 years of a corporate career leader and her experience. And I will just use the term they use these days, the life hacks. So they're simple things. Generosity in the workplace is a superpower, because so many of us walk into that workplace and all we are thinking about is ourselves. And if we will think outward as opposed to constantly inward, we will see the ability to serve our coworkers, our leaders, our customers, our suppliers in a whole different way. And that generosity will be wind at your back and wind beneath your wings. It has happened for me over and over and over again. That's not rocket science, but it's overlooked constantly. That, and then the ability, I'll give you one other that is ours to give and receive, and that is confidence. The worst thing you can do to someone is direct their confidence. And I'm not talking about the braggadocious, obnoxious kind of confidence. I'm talking about the confidence that yields itself in approachability. And one of the things I knew made me different in all my corporate executive roles was that I was very, very, very approachable. And I am still approachable. And I have conversations with folks that want career advice many, many times a week. I'll do that again this afternoon. I did it yesterday because I'm approachable. I'm approachable because I'm confident. I know where my feet are planted. Does it get knocked about every now and then? You bet. Oh my gosh, I've made a terrible lot of tumbles. But somebody was there to pick me up and help me have confidence again. And that is the gift I can give to everybody I encounter on most days, even if it's the confidence that you picked the right coat today, right? Wow. It's pouring rain. Look at me. I'm drowning. But something about that boost, that confidence, goes right up into your brain and gives it just a lot more energy and a lot more happy, as I would say. So generosity and confidence, those aren't rocket science notions, but they are things that will make you extraordinary in the workplace because they're not often given or received.
Well, one of the things I love about you is your experience in the workplace. For those of you that don't know, Patty is a C-suite veteran, over 30 years of experiencing and leading companies to new heights and helping them course correct their businesses. So over 30 years experience there, and you have an extensive track record of success with some of the most recognized brands in the world. Including AT&T, Humana, and several others. So it's when you say confidence and confidence, I feel it. I go, yeah, she knows. So I love it. Hey, by the way, where can people get the book?
So your local bookstores like Barnes & Noble, or you can buy it on Amazon.com. But I would love for you to come to my website and learn more about me and how I might interact with you. And it's PattyDaleTie.com. Thank you, Ken, for putting that up. And there's a link to buy it.
Yeah. Ordinary to Extraordinary. Well, I love the title. And I think, you know, the title speaks volumes in what we're talking about here. And, you know, when I know we did this before the show because, you know, we talked about, you know, Ordinary to Extraordinary. You know, you and I both started out in ordinary ways, you know. And, you know, it's not about going extraordinary so you have an extraordinary ego. It's learning your lessons along the way so that you can step into courage, truth, and wisdom and be confident about it and be able to really find your passion and purpose. I do have to take a break, Patty. When I get back, what I want to talk about, there's this piece about purpose that people really get stuck on. You know, what's my life purpose? What's my purpose for my family? What's my purpose? I want to talk about that when it comes to finding what we're talking about, finding yourself in your next level in your life, in your career. So we'll be right back and we'll talk about it.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Fuster. I'm with Patty Dale Tye. I love the story about your middle name, by the way. Before I get into purpose, you want to share that real quick? Because I thought that was really unique.
I'm the baby of three children. And as a sibling bonding experiment for this new baby that was about to be born, my parents let my older sister and brother name me my middle name. Now, that was quite a... They were rolling the dice with my life, weren't they, Ken? Because your middle name, you get teased about it, this, that, and the other. But they picked a good one. And the Dale is after Dale Evans because they loved the Roy Rogers Show, which featured Dale Evans, his wife. So it's Patty Dale Wilson Tye.
I love it.
And they're bonded. It worked.
Yeah, and it worked, and I love that. You know, I was with my six-year-old grandson the other day, and he... you know, those little ones are very smart. I had this little bracelet on. I don't know if you can see it. Let's see if I can get it at the camera. I was given that in India by one of the monks over there. And the monk tied it on, and I said, well, you know, what's this for? And the monk said, well, it's for protection. I said, oh, thank you. And then he showed, happened to be with my grandson. I said, he said, what's that, Grandpa? And I said, well, it's a little thing for protection. And he stopped and he looked at me, he looked at them, and he says, Grandpa, I think that's really for you to remember the Lord. And I thought, oh my goodness, what? So my point is, they have wisdom coming in, and they chose your name just right.
That's so pure, and out of the mouths of babes. And they have pureness in their language and in their thought, and that's beautiful.
Isn't that a beautiful story? And I love your story, your siblings. Okay, purpose. You know, what is our purpose? How do we find our purpose? I think there's a lot about that. You know, are we going to live a purpose-driven life? Are we going to what is purpose to you?
I know. We're all after it, right? We're all after defining it, because we don't like wandering aimlessly. I mean, we want to know that, I believe most of us want to know that we're here, we're special, and we're unique, and we have unique gifts, and that ultimately shows up as a purpose. But our purpose evolves over lifetime. I told you about the story of the life insurance young woman who was me. And that purpose was at that time to be able to help people. There's always a help in my purpose. And you'll find the key words in your purpose. But that was a help people during one of the most difficult times of their life be able to get through it. When I am losing someone, my health, my mate, my business partner, have a conversation about that terrible topic before it has to happen. And that's what life insurance, medical insurance, business insurance does. And so my purpose, I know, it started with the interest in helping someone. And then, Ken, when I became a leader, it was helping others understand their unique gifts and how they might be a leader one day, if indeed that was it. And then it became helping businesses optimize their way to bring their product to market, to distribute their product, et cetera. So you're seeing a thread of my purpose all the way through. And if you do the time to sit back and think again about what did I love about this? What skills did it use? What was the outcome? Really look at what you've done over the last 5, 10, 20, 30 years, your purpose will self-reveal. And mine is, at this point in my life, which is in my third stage, I want to help people have as great a career as I had, because everybody can. And I want to be a help to more people than I could ever know. That would be a beautiful, because we're a connected world, more connected than we ever have been. And you are someone, Ken, that provides an incredible platform for connecting what people need with those who need it in the moment.
Yeah. Well, part of your purpose has been fulfilled on this show, because you are touching lives of people you will never know. I know that a fella came on my show a while back, and he said, Ken, did you know that you're famous in India? And I said, no. He says, yeah, people know you all over India. This is a few years back. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's what my purpose was, to serve wherever God wants me to serve. You know, I have this thought that life is chiefly service. And when you can step into that, when you get outside of yourself and you start thinking, like you just said, you know, I you know, how you served in so many different capacities, it seems to me the people, places, and things start showing up in your life to help take you to that next level. Now, let me ask you this. When it comes to elements for next steps in one's life or one's career, okay? What do you advise?
First thing I say is, go look at your network. You've assessed your strengths. You know what your strengths, your aptitudes are. Now go look at your network. And I encourage everybody to begin building their network in high school, in college. Don't lose a contact. That network is one of the most precious assets you will ever have. And you have to tend to it like a little bonsai tree. You have to look at it every day and clip and water and grow and feed and give back to your network, because that is where you are going to find potentially the next role. Somebody's going to remember you if you reach out to them when somebody has the need for somebody with your unique skills and talents. You're also going to serve that network when the phone rings and you know 10 friends who could benefit from going to your Uplift YouTube. And the network is an overlooked asset, in my view, by most people. They don't treat it as this living, exciting, very important part of their very life, because we are a connected society. People expect to be connected. You're not bothering somebody when you reach back out and say, hey, I just read your book and I would love to grab a cup of coffee, or can we have a Zoom? That conversation keeps your little bonsai tree living and growing and producing what will come back to be great gifts in your career.
That is so wise. I'm a plus a little bit from my own point of view. And that is, at one point, my wife and I looked at each other. She owns a network of, it's called Women's Wisdom. It's Women Empowering Women in Friendship in Business. It's an amazing experience. If you are women out there, go to womenswisdom.net. Check it out. It's a massive women's network that helps women to empower each other, right? Her and I sat down one day and said, you know, we don't get a lot of calls of people like wanting to do something with us. And we went, you know, we're always the one that's the catalyst for it, right? We've been that our whole lives. We have friends from high school, from college, from all through, because we have the network. And we laugh sometimes. Do they just sit around and wait for us to call? Because as soon as we call, everybody wants to do something, right? But they're not calling back. So I'm saying that to you. If you're thinking, wow, you know, they don't call me back, forget it. You're the catalyst. You're probably like us. You're the catalyst. So be the catalyst to your network. I think that was wise advice. I love that. I don't think anybody said that on our show, at least in the last few years that I can remember. So that's powerful. Go collect that network and don't let them go.
Don't let them go. And you know, Ken, the older you get, the more you need to cultivate those networks, because they're not naturally occurring. You're not in college. You're not in high school. You may not even be in I'm not even in a big, huge corporate building anymore. So I have to be very intentional about my networks and keeping them alive and rich. And I'm like you and your wife. I'm the catalyst, but they always say yes, that's okay. Right? We are the energy there, and that's okay.
That's it. That's it. All right, here's the book. We got to go. The book is Ordinary to Extraordinary, Patty Dale Tye, T-Y-E. And you can get it on Amazon, and where fine books are sold. So go get her book. It's an awesome book. And I hope you'll take us up. Patty, final thoughts.
Go be extraordinary. Ken is giving you a platform and a beautiful opportunity, and it sounds like his wife is too, and I wrote that down, to find your gifts and to tap into your courage. It takes courage to be extraordinary, but you've got it. There's a world out there rooting for you. Don't be ordinary when you could be extraordinary. There's too much that is needed for you to do.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here, Patty. That was fun. And I want to thank all of you for being here today. If you want to go from ordinary to extraordinary, really, go get Patty's book. That'll be a good first step for you. From my heart to yours, I want you to continue to be the best version of yourself and look for and seek to be, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. You can do it. It's inside of you. It's inside of all of us. Just step into your courage and you'll get there. Till next time.